Seeing the condition of the world, he began to think seriously of how all these people could be delivered from the clutches of Maya. Srila Advaita Acharya Prabhu thought, if Krishna himself appears in order to distribute the cult of devotional service, then only will liberation be possible for all people. With this consideration, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, promising to cause Lord Krishna to descend, began to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, with tulsi leaves and water of the Ganges. By loud cries, he invited Krishna to appear, and this repeated invitation attracted Lord Krishna to descend. So, that is just some of the description of the situation leading up to the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, that there were some devotees, and they were gathering together and chanting and discussing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and rendering different services together. They were happy. It was going very nicely, at least amongst themselves. But Advaita Acharya, who was the leader of the Vaishnavas, even though he was relishing the Krishna conscious programs and enjoying hearing and chanting about the Lord, but still he felt incomplete. And what was the nature of that incompleteness? What did he feel was required to fill that gap? He felt a great need to give everyone Krishna consciousness and help those people who don't have Krishna consciousness. They don't have a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but rather they're simply carrying on in day-to-day material existence, working to get money and to live, and that's all. Basically all. So when the Advaita Acharya saw all the people in general who were in such a condition, then he felt dissatisfied. Actually, we read, he felt pain to see those people struggling in material existence and suffering, actually, in many ways in this material world. So he thought, we must do something. Sri Radharana, Sri Gengavada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So he thought, we must do something to give the people Krishna consciousness and improve the atmosphere in the world, uplift the whole world. This is what Advaita Acharya was feeling so strongly. So he took up a program of, as we read, worshipping Shalagram Shila, a form of Lord Krishna, Shalagram Shila, by offering Ganges water and tulsi leaves and appealing, calling out for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear. And of course, as a result, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did appear. And this coming Saturday will be the 521st anniversary of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya within this world. So we'll have a very nice program here, and something very beautiful to commemorate this wonderful occasion in suitable ways. So, this is a very important point though, that the Vaitracharya was not feeling complete, even though he was completely Krishna conscious. The Vaitracharya is not lacking in Krishna consciousness at all. But rather, he is the greatest of the great devotees and great personalities. But still, he was feeling this incompleteness due to not being able to help the people come to Krishna consciousness. So, this is also very relevant for us as individuals, as devotees. We are, of course, in different situations. We are all individuals. We have our particular situations that we're in, our strengths and weaknesses, our responsibilities, and so on, like that. But still, most of us here, we try to practice Krishna consciousness and be Krishna conscious and develop our Krishna consciousness. But a very important part of doing that, and in fact what really makes the picture complete, is if we can help other people become Krishna conscious. This is a very important thing. So Vaitracharya, he was demonstrating, showing this principle himself, that he was not satisfied just to quietly, in his own way, in his own place, carry on with his Krishna consciousness, but he really wanted, and he made great effort, to distribute Krishna consciousness. So we also, in terms of our situations, we should try to find some ways to help with the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Some can do some things to help, others can do other things to help. Some can distribute books, some can distribute prasada, some can speak to the people they meet. Some others may be able to help those who are presenting Krishna consciousness more directly. But in one way or another, we should try to appreciate this move of Vaitracharya and follow in his footsteps and, of course, practice our own Krishna consciousness nicely. But as much as we are able in terms of our circumstances, we should try to help the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement. And above many other things, we will feel the benefit if we do that. And ultimately, that is the main thing, really, isn't it, for all of us? How do we feel? We would like to feel good. So if we want to feel as good as possible, then we should try and help spread Krishna consciousness. So this is the mood of the Vaitracharya, and this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya himself. Actually, this is the mood even of Lord Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, we know Krishna explains Purushanaya Sadhinam Vinashaya Chavaskritam Dharma Samstapa Vartaya Sambhavanu Vidhe. Lord Krishna expresses that Yudhe, Sambhavanu Vidhe. I appear from time to time, yuga to yuga, millennium to millennium. I appear within this world. And why? Parikshanaya Sadhana, to protect the devotees. And Vinashaya Chaduskrita, to destroy the demons, to eradicate irreligiousness and particularly that extreme material type of consciousness which is there in the extreme materialists. And Dharma-sastha-vanasaya, he comes also to re-establish the principles of religion. This is what Lord Krishna explains himself in Bhagavad Gita. This is his own mood. This is his own feeling of the Lord, that he would like to help others correct the situation and help people come closer to him. Lord Krishna feels like that himself. He appears here from time to time for that reason. He doesn't appear here from time to time to have a holiday, to get away from it all in Goloka Vrindavan and come and relax in Chatsworth. No, he doesn't feel like that. Because in Goloka Vrindavan, everything is very nice. In fact, everything is much nicer than it is here in Chatsworth, or even in Westville, or somewhere like that. In Goloka Vrindavan, life is eternal, full of knowledge, and full of bliss, 24 hours a day. And Prabhupada states the devotees there, they are in so much ecstasy, engaging in devotional service to Krishna, that for them, 24 hours in a day is not enough. They are not looking forward to sleeping at night. Some people are like that, sort of tamakun, mode of ignorance people, they're busy. Their lives are so uninteresting that they look forward to sleeping as if now we will have some fun sleeping. So if we feel like that, that this is nuts, I'm going to be able to sleep soon, very good, I'll enjoy it, then it really indicates that our lives are a little empty if sleeping is so nice, we think. So the devotees in Goloka Vrindavan, they are so fully engaged in devotional service that they don't even notice day or night, they just carry on. And this is the situation which Krishna is living in. Sanatana Goswami gives the description of how Lord Krishna is out at night, when he's out during the day, herding the cows with the cowherd boys. Then he comes back for dinner in the evening, and he has dinner, and Mother Yashoda puts him to bed. But then as soon as she has gone out of the room and closed the door, then Krishna is out the window. He's out the window to go dancing with the gopis. This is Krishna's program every day. So all night, engaging in blissful pastimes with the wonderful cowherd damsels of Raja, and then just as the sun is showing some signs it's going to be rising soon, the horizon is lighting up. Then they all go home, so they can get home before the others get up. So Krishna comes and dives in the window into his bedroom, dives into bed, and having been out all day, of course, he doesn't have to lie there for ages wondering if he's going to fall asleep. He's gone. He's asleep immediately. But within 5 minutes, Mother Yashoda knocks on the door. Time to get up and herd the cows. And she comes in and shakes Krishna a little bit to wake him up. He only had 5 minutes sleep. And then he puts his head up, opens his eyes, looking very exhausted. And Mother Yashoda thinks, oh my poor little Krishna. He was herding the cows so much yesterday. He got so tired that even after sleeping all night, he's still tired. But little does she know that Krishna has actually been out dancing with the gopis all night, and that's why he's tired. So she gives him another 5 minutes, and then she comes and she tells him, this is it, and Krishna has to get up. So this is life in Goloka Vrindavan, non-stop. And everyone is so happily engaged in devotional service that there's no question of looking, thinking, what to do, what shall we do, how can we find something interesting to do, what's on TV. They don't worry about these things at all. They're so fully engaged in service to the Lord and getting so much unlimitedly from that service. So Krishna's living there under those circumstances. And so why does he need to come here? For himself he doesn't need to come here, because he's fully satisfied there in Goloka Vrindavan. But he comes, Parichanaya Sadhana, to protect the devotees, to encourage the devotees, and destroy the demons and reestablish principles of religion like this. This is why Krishna appears. So Krishna is feeling like this. He himself is feeling incomplete without being able to give others Krishna consciousness. And he expresses that in Bhagavad Gita, but that mood is particularly present in the Lord when he appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is particularly manifesting those feelings, those sentiments of wanting to help the conditioned souls become happy and get out of their difficult situations by coming back to their original Krishna conscious natures. Lord Chaitanya is always fully immersed in that type of mood. How? How to help others? And this makes everything complete. So therefore, Lord Ramachandra is called Narayana Purushottama. Purushottama means supreme person. Maryada means he's very careful to observe the rules and regulations. Always do things properly. Krishna is known as Leela Purushottama. That what is he hears about pastimes, having beautiful, loving pastimes of different types with his devotees. In Vrindavan, Krishna is Lila Purushottama, but Lord Chaitanya is known as Prema Purushottama. That he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is completely immersed in Prema, the highest consciousness of pure love, pure devotional love, even more so than Krishna. Of course, this is part of Achintya Bhava Tattva. There is oneness and there is difference. In a certain sense, we cannot necessarily say that Lord Chaitanya is experiencing a greater ecstasy than Krishna, because they are the same person. But then, in terms of the difference, then we find, if we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, that there are numerous descriptions of how Lord Chaitanya's appearance is the most amazing appearance of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya, his absorption in pure love is the most amazing absorption in pure love, even more than that of Krishna. So this is all very important, that the Lord manifests in this highest way as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is showing us, he is demonstrating how to be Krishna conscious. How to be Krishna conscious. Chant the holy names and try and give the holy names, give Krishna consciousness to others. This is the example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as a result of doing that, one gets the greatest result. And everything becomes complete. So this appearance of Lord Chaitanya is very important occasion. And his example and the examples of his devotees, they are most important for us in terms of our application of Krishna consciousness. We do not exactly need to take dancing lessons so we can dance in the rasa dance with Krishna. But we do need to take lessons about spreading Krishna consciousness and cultivating our own Krishna consciousness following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya showed that. And all of his followers showed that. Lord Nityananda showed that. Advaita Acharya, as we read here, Advaita Acharya showed that. And all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all showed that. Just like Haridasa Thakur, when we talk about chanting the holy names, Haridasa Thakura, he is the Namacharya, the greatest authority on the subject of the chanting of the holy names. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Namacharya to ask him about chanting of the holy names. So he's great authority on the chanting of the holy names, but also at the same time, deeply absorbed in this mood, this consciousness of how to help others, somehow to find ways to help others become Krishna conscious, and not just be Krishna conscious myself. There's famous stories described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Haridas Thakur, he was living there, living quietly and chanting 192 rounds a day. And he was very happy. But some of the other people there, they became Indians. Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family, and particularly in those days, the Hindus really looked down on the Muslims. So he was from that background. But because he had become such a great devotee and such a great authority in Krishna consciousness, so many, many people became attracted to him and came to take shelter of him and take guidance from him, and they expressed so much appreciation for him. So some of the local caste Brahmins, I don't know if we still have here in South Africa caste Brahmins, do we still have? Maybe a little bit. But some of those caste Brahmins, they became very envious that we are such paka, upright, outstanding people of the finest character. We are so qualified that no one comes to appreciate us. They all go to this Haridas Thakur, and they glorify him and give him things and so on, and just talk about him, how wonderful he is. But this is terrible, because he is just one of them, one of those outcast types, really. So the leader of that group, his name was Ramachandra Khan, and he was a very puffed up Brahmin. So he arranged like a conspiracy to somehow or other compromise the position of Haridas Thakur, and in this way turn people against Haridas Thakur, make people reject Haridas Thakur. So what he did, he found one prostitute and engaged her that you must approach this Haridas Thakur at night and entice him and attract him and just get him. And when you've got him, then we, of course, we will be hiding in the bushes nearby, and we will jump out with the television cameras, CNN, and that will be the end of the reputation of Haridas Thakur. So that was his idea. And he sent that prostitute. So she came. In the early evening, she arrived. And she approached Haridas Thakur. And she said, "Oh, you are such a handsome man. Oh, my heart is beating double time. If I cannot get you, I will give up my life." You know, if anyone ever tells you that if they cannot get you, they will give up their lives, you must know there's something wrong with them. So they just have it. He could see this girl is just way out of it somewhere. But he felt compassionate. Look at her. He didn't just think that she is some dirty, low-class woman worthy of just being kicked out. He didn't think like that. But because he's in this mood of Lord Chaitanya and all the other followers of Lord Chaitanya, because he's in that mood, Hari Das Thakur, he immediately thought, I must try somehow to help this girl. But because of her situation, it will not be so easy. But where there is Krishna, then there is a way. By Krishna's mercy, there will be some way that we can help this girl to come right and to become a devotee, change her life. So Haridas Thakur adopted a very unusual strategy. When she proposed to him like this, Haridas Thakur, at least he said, oh, really? That sounds nice. Yes, I'd like to enjoy with you. Fantastic. That girl was very surprised. She thought that, oh, that was easy. I was expecting it to be much more of a challenge, but he's already just happily agreeing. But then Haridas Thakur said that there's just one little problem. I haven't finished my rounds. You know, some people, you see them all day with their bead bags on their hands, chanting away. Somehow they made a late start in the morning, so it sometimes takes all day to finish the rounds. But when you've got, that's just 16 rounds. When you've got 192 rounds, well, that's a few rounds. So he told her that just wait till I finish my rounds, won't be long. Just sit here and relax and listen. This was his strategy. She must listen to the chanting of the holy names. So she sat there and he was chanting and chanting this very powerful, pure, transcendental sound vibration of the holy names of the Lord, just coming and coming and coming, relentlessly coming, this powerful, transcendental energy. And she was sitting there, hearing and hearing and hearing. And it was purifying her heart. Even though initially she didn't realize what was happening to her, but that was what was happening. So, the night went on, some hours passed, and Haridas Thakur was still chanting, and this girl fell asleep. She fell asleep while listening to Haridas Thakur chanting. And just sitting there, she fell asleep. She woke up in the morning, the sun had already risen. And what was Haridas Thakur doing? He was chanting. And she said, oh, you mean you haven't finished your rounds still? And he said, yes, that was yesterday's rounds. Now I'm working on today's rounds. And I have taken a vow that I must chant my rounds, so you must let me finish my rounds, but don't worry, I'm really working on it now to finish them as quickly as possible, and then we can enjoy together. So you told her, just sit here and just listen, and surely I'll be free. So she sat again, hearing and hearing this sublime, transcendental sound vibration, penetrating deeper and deeper into the heart. And gradually, she was getting some realization. Some ideas were coming into her mind from within, inspired by that transcendental sound vibration. This is what happens. If we chant nicely, if we hear nicely, then we find that Krishna consciousness starts naturally coming out. Okay, so we'll just wind up. Yes, and one finds one becomes naturally Krishna conscious, even without making any special efforts. So this girl started getting some realizations that what am I doing? This man is a saint. Why did I get involved in this conspiracy to degrade him? I should be worshipping him, and I should change my ways. These realizations were coming more and more, flooding the consciousness. And then by the time Sri Siddhartha, Sri Chidambaru, Sri Giridharani, by the time he finished his rounds, she was practically a pure devotee. She was practically a pure devotee. So she stayed, he left that place and went to spread Krishna consciousness elsewhere. She stayed there, and it became like her little ashram. And she became a very great devotee. And that place is now in Bangladesh, but it's still there. That place is still there, where Haridas Thakur converted or transformed the prostitute into a pure devotee. So this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya. And this is the mood of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And this is the precept, the example, which Lord Chaitanya has given for us who would like to become Krishna conscious. So if we would really like to become Krishna conscious, of course we have to cultivate our own Krishna consciousness, but we should really try and find some way to help spread Krishna consciousness. We don't have to worry that we'll have to go and do something which will be very difficult. But something can be found for anyone who would like to help. And this will make our Krishna consciousness complete. And when we do like that, then we will feel the difference. How our Krishna consciousness has been deepened through engaging in the Sankirtan movement. So now I think we don't have time for questions, but we can at least inform you of the program for next Saturday. I can answer a couple of questions very quickly. Why did Lord Chaitanya spend his last years in Jagannath Puri and not Vrindavan? Because if he had been in Vrindavan, it would have been too overwhelming. As a result, it was already practically too overwhelming, and the devotees had to struggle just to keep him alive, because he was so absorbed in Krishna consciousness to the complete exclusion of bodily maintenance or bodily considerations, just lost in a world of Krishna consciousness with very little contact with the outside world in terms of his conscious awareness. But when Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan, the devotee who went with him, at a certain point, he saw how Lord Chaitanya was going out of control so much that he thought, I got to get him out of Vrindavan. Otherwise, he will just pass away here. It'll be too much for him and he'll just leave his body. So that works. But still, Lord Jagannath is Krishna. So when Lord Chaitanya would see Lord Jagannath, he would see Krishna playing on the flute. But still there are some differences. Jagannath Puri is more like Dwarka, and in this way it kept Lord Chaitanya sort of kept his feet on the ground a little more. People in general worship Radha and Krishna without knowledge and mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Is their worship accepted as spiritual or material? Well, it's basically spiritual, but it's incomplete. So we would like to see it become complete. So this is our program then for next Saturday. 4:30 is Mangalarti. 7 will be Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja. 7:15, Srimad Bhagavatam class. 8 a.m., greeting the deities in their new outfit. 9:30, Gopanima Harinam in Durban and Chatsworth. You're not working, probably, most of you. It's a Saturday. So you must all come for the morning program. We'll have a nice morning program together. Then, accepting this mood of Lord Chaitanya on his appearance day, we'll go out on Harinam and try and give people Krishna consciousness. Then at 4, the evening program will start with Aarti and Kirtan, Abhishek and some classes. 6:15 will be light Ekadasi Prasada, because the feast will be next morning, Sunday morning, here at the temple at 8:30 a.m. 7 o'clock Gaura Aarti and Kirtan, and 8:30 Darshan of the deities in Holy Leela and Kirtan. And there may even be a little bit of Holy Leela going on amongst some of the devotees, we'll see. And Mala Prashuti would like some help from some devotees to help her with Rathayatra decorations, cutting and sewing. So if you can help with that, please see Mother Prasuti. And then on Sunday, there will be no Sunday afternoon program here, but the program will be in the Phoenix Temple. And there will be the official installation of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram, and Lady Subhadra on the altar there. These are the deities who, in the past, have only been coming out for Rathayatras. The same deities we have on our Rathayatra chariot, every Rathayatra here. But now they're going to be installed and worshipped on a daily basis. And they'll still come out on Rathayatra also. So you can come to the Phoenix Temple on Sunday. I'm not sure what time the program starts. Does anyone know? 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Sri Jagannath Balabhadra Devi Ki. Sri